Blog Talk Radio.
Inquiring minds would like to know. You know, you may be thinking, Coach Adams, what do you mean? Do things feel a little off? I'm intrigued and I'm excited to learn more. Well, let's grow together and go on a journey of discovery and explore this very question. Do things feel a little off on your journey? Let's lean into it.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I love Mondays. I know our regular listeners, you're saying, well, Coach Adams, you say that regularly, and I do, because I genuinely love Mondays. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, lifestyle, personal, and professional coach, master motivator, Coach Adams, it's time to Shape Up and Win. We are in our Shape Up series, and boy, do we have a rich topic that we're going to lean into today and grow to the next level on our journey. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is without question rich and insightful, and that is the feedback that you, our regular listeners, share with us on a regular basis. And so we encourage you that are tuning in, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, Tides of previous broadcast and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. I don't know about you, but I like to keep tools in my toolbox that I can pull on, and I want you to think of our on-demand library in the same vein. You know, allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our rich subject. And then, time permitting, we will open up our programming for our audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments around today's topic. You know, this always lends to a more interactive environment when you engage with us. And so we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. We tell you, don't be scared. And I want to encourage you, if you don't already have your notepad with your pens or pencils or your desktop, laptops with notes, your smartphones with notes, you know, hey, your iPads, your tablets, you want to grab it so you can capture the richness that is being shared. And if there's a thought that you have and you have a question around that or something you want clarified, don't hesitate to jot that down. And we would welcome your engagement again at the appropriate time. You know, before we jump into today's rich topic, we want to take a moment and we're asking that you, YOU, invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. You know, allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email, go old school, send a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon, bottom line, I think you get it. We're asking that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. Don't just take all the richness, share and help us to expand our outreach. You know, we want to extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks for your support, because it is because of you that we are able to expand our outreach. And without question, we cannot do it without YOU. So know that your support, yes, your support truly matters, and it truly makes a difference. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. And our topic of focus today is tweak it. Tweak it. Yes, tweak it. You know, I wanted to open with this story personally. You know, I remember I had to go and get new tires on my car, and I got my new tires, and I drove off, literally 4 brand new tires. I drove off, I got on the road, and when I left, things seemed to be fine. They really did. But then I got on the freeway, and something was just slightly off. Something appeared to be slightly off. Well, I had just gotten new tires, so I knew it wasn't that I needed new tires, but it was clear that something wasn't quite right and something was a little off. And so I took it back in, and after evaluating, it was determined that my high-speed balance was off. So they had to make just a little tweak, a little slight adjustment to get things back into alignment And once they did that, I was good to go. You know, the moral of this story is this, that there are times on our journey when we need to just adjust things slightly. You know, there are other times when we need a complete change from the trajectory of where we're going, from what we're doing, the direction we're moving in. So the important thing that we must know is, when do I need to tweak? When is it that I just make a slight adjustment? Or when is it that I need complete change? And I hope you're sitting right where you are, listening in wherever you are, on the road, in your car, from your electronic device, at home, in the comfort of your home, wherever you are in your office, that you are processing. Coach Adams, things on my journey seem a little off, and I do need to evaluate, do I need to shift completely, or do I need to make a little tweak? Because so often that's all we need on our journey. We need to make a slight adjustment, a little tweak. And so I want you to think about this, because when I was in real estate, without question, I needed to make a complete change. And you may be saying, well, Coach Adams, what's wrong with real estate? Absolutely nothing. Some of my closest friends and family are in real estate on different levels. So there's nothing wrong with real estate. But for me, I was not on the trajectory that I was created for. I was not doing what I was created to do. Therefore, when I was in real estate, I dealt with a lot of friction, a lot of anxiety, a lot of resistance. As many of you that are regular listeners have been listening in, you know I use my illustration of feeling like a square peg trying to fit in a round hole in a space that I wasn't designed for. I was feeling like I was spinning at certain stages. These are the areas in which, if you are feeling any of these things, the unrest, I was feeling unrest along the way on my journey. This is when, and you were lacking peace, okay? This is when you need to make a complete change. Why? Because your journey is not focused on purpose. You know, it's interesting. I was having a conversation with an associate, and I was sharing with them because they contacted their friend, the coach, and said, I want to run something by you. And they were evaluating a particular situation, and I shared with them because I was hearing that there was a great focus on money, on the money, on the money, on the money. And how quickly they perceived they could, in essence, make the money. And I shared with them, I said, you know, if your number one focus is the money, when the money's not there, you're going to be disenchanted. You're not going to feel right about this journey, because, in essence, ultimately, our journey has to be driven and focused on purpose. You have to be pursuing purpose. Purpose for me, Coach Adams, is completely different than what purpose may look like for you. Why? Because each of us, we were created for something different. We were each created for a specific assignment. It's coded in our very DNA. And so if you're doing something solely for the money, and it's not because you are that round peg, fitting perfectly in that round hole, meaning you are fitting in that perfect purpose alignment, then you're going to feel frustrated, unrest going to happen. because you're not on a journey in which you are pursuing purpose. When I think about tweak versus a complete change, for me, I had to make a complete change because of those things that I mentioned. And so what I've grown to know to be true is, how do you determine if you are moving in the right direction or not? The gauge for me is simple. Do I have peace or do I have unrest? Because I've grown to realize that peace is what I should have even in the midst of a storm. Even in the midst of challenges, adversity, and difficulty, you can still have peace. Because the reality is this. When you are pursuing a journey that is purposeful, yes, you may have challenges. It may not always be easy. I have to tell you, my journey has not always been easy. I have had to deal with some stuff, some issues, some things that I've had to overcome on my journey. You know, I remember at one stage on my journey, my mom would share, she was like, wow, my daughter has been through more in her lifetime at the time, she was referring to me, than she had experienced at that stage, 20 years older than her daughter. And so I have had my fair share of circumstances that I've had to press through. Now, challenges, they're inevitable. Life is full of highs and lows, ups and downs. We go through some things. We go through things. It happens. There's no avoiding it. I wish that, you know, it was this journey of being, you know, in a happy place all the time, but it isn't. Things happen. Think about what we all processed through in 2020. I don't care where you were, anywhere in the world, we were all dealing with a global pandemic. Everywhere, you couldn't travel. You couldn't do anything. So we were all affected by the circumstances. And I use that because globally, and I know I have a global listening audience, no matter where you were at some stage, you were affected. I remember hearing about an associate that was on travel and they got stuck where they were because everything shut down and they couldn't get home for over a month because of the circumstances and the dynamics. And I share that because the reality is things are going to happen. But the question is, how do you navigate through the circumstances of life that happen? Because they are going to happen. And so when we're talking about tweak versus complete change, this decision to make a change is driven based on, am I on a journey that's focused and driven by purpose? Do I have unrest, anxious? Am I lacking peace? Or do I have peace even though the journey that I'm on may not be a perfect one? And I can honestly say that from the moment I made the shift, the complete change from real estate to who I have grown and continue to become and I'm being in my process, the speaker, the coach, the trainer, all of those facets of who makes me me, it's been an evolving, it's been a process, it's been a journey. And there are times on my journey, but see, I know now because of the peace that I have in the midst of the storms, in the midst of the challenges and the circumstances of life, I still have my peace of mind. You know, I've grown to recognize and realize that peace of mind is the number one hierarchy of success. And so when we're in the seasons of unrest and anxiety and we're lacking our peace, we have to really evaluate that. If we're feeling like that square peg trying to fit in that round hole, see, this is what I came to realize about that square peg trying to fit into a round hole. I came to realize that because that square peg was not designed for that space, that to that round hole, any time it was trying to fit into that space, there was friction. There was resistance because it wasn't designed for that space. So today on Motivational Mondays, we're talking about tweak it, but we're looking at and understanding, when do I make a tweak, a slight shift on my journey, or when is it that I make a complete change? And as I was sharing, when I was in real estate, I realized that I needed to make a complete change. It wasn't about tweaking it, but rather it was about making a complete change because I was the square peg trying to fit into a round hole. I was trying to, that wasn't created for me. Good for others, as I mentioned. I have some of my closest friends and family are in real estate and doing extremely well, very successful. So there's nothing wrong with real estate, but rather it is about being driven and living life on purpose, fitting into those spaces that we have been created and designed for. How do I know if I'm not fitting in that space? Well, one of the things that I've grown to know to be true, the gauge, is do you have peace or unrest? Mm-hmm. Think about that. Process that. Do you have peace or unrest? Are you sacrificing your peace of mind on the journey that you're on? Feel the resistance because you're a square peg trying to fit into a round hole. And that's a space that you weren't created for, because each and every one of us, we've been created for a specific purpose. And so when we can agree to the fact that when it comes to making a complete change, it's when we are not pursuing a journey that is driven and focused on purpose. But if we assume that, okay, we've gotten on the pathway of purpose, now we are pursuing purpose, we're living life on purpose, we recognize that this is the very thing that I was created to do. Because the reality is that everything, absolutely everything was created and designed for a very specific reason. And so if you are pursuing life on purpose and you are driven based on purpose, you've clarified that. Now you recognize that I'm feeling like things are a little off on my journey. Like how I shared in the opening that I had gotten some new tires on my car. I drove off, and things seemed to be good and fine. But that was on the street at low speed. And then when I got on the freeway, suddenly I'm like, wait, something's not quite right. And I realized it wasn't that I needed new tires or a major service overhaul or anything, because I had just gotten new tires. But there was something that wasn't quite right with what had just occurred with the new purchase. And taking it back, then it was discovered, oh, your high-speed balance is just a little off. You need a little adjustment. You need a little tweak. The same is true on our journey. There are times when, yes, we do need a complete overhaul. When we are on a journey that is not driven by purpose. We're just doing it, and so therefore we're spinning. You know when you're not doing what you're supposed to do. That inward knowing, it lets you know. You feel that something's not quite right. And if we're sensitive and we listen to that, then we need to make a complete overhaul, a complete adjustment, a complete change. We need to change the trajectory of where we're going. But if we are pursuing life on purpose, understanding that absolutely everything has been created and designed for a specific reason, and so when you unlock the code to that and you unearth that, now there may be times on your journey, like with the balance on my car, you need to just make a little tweak. You need to do a slight adjustment. So, of course, Coach Adams, in her fashion, she has an acronym for you focused on TWEAK. Because today it's about recognizing, assuming that you are pursuing a journey focused on purpose, but something feels a little off, and you just need to know, how do I make a slight adjustment along the way? So let's lean in and talk about it. So, TWEAK, T-W-E-A-K, tweak it. Let's look at it. Let's lean in. Okay, so the T, tighten up your systems. I can think about time and time again on my journey that when my systems weren't tight along the way, things were a little bit off. And there are times on your journey when you just simply need to tighten up your system. You know, interestingly enough, recently I was speaking with a coaching client, and I had her to reflect, as I often do, on what are the tools that you've gotten in your toolbox on our journey since we've been working together to date. And I normally will do that about halfway through because I want people to pause. I want them to reflect, and I want them to really look at the insight that they have gleaned, separate and apart from the reflection that we do in each section at the close of every session. But I want them to, midway through, really step back and look at what are the additional tools, or what are the tools in your toolbox that you've sharpened? Because so often we need to simply tighten up our system. Recognize what tools you have in your toolbox first and foremost. Identify what those tools are, and you need to simply tighten up in the various areas where you need to tighten up. What do you mean, Coach Adams? I'm not clear. Okay, you're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday. I love it. I love that you're leaning in. So, as an example, time management, maybe that's your challenge. You're pursuing a journey focused on purpose, but you have a tendency to always be late. And that is a little system that is breaking down that you need to tweak. So you need to manage your time a little bit better. You need to plan more effectively so that you're not always late and people expect, oh, okay, here she comes. She's late again. He's late again. That's just him. He says 6:30. He says 5:30. She says 4:30. She says 3:30. But, you know, don't plan for it because she's always late. He's always late. That's just them. You're now not serving the people around you in excellence. If your brand is that you're always late, then that's an opportunity for growth where you can tighten up your system that's in your control. You don't need to completely change your trajectory on your journey where you're going. You just simply need to make a tweak and tighten up your system. Maybe time management is your issue. Maybe it's not that you're being late, but rather time management is your issue.
then you need to tighten up recognizing what are my priorities on my journey and manage your priorities. But you first have to identify what are my priorities, because time management is about managing your priorities. What are the quadrants in life that are most important to you? Is it your family? Is it your business? Is it your humanitarian support that you give to your church, your community? What is it? Are you a mom, a single mom? What does that look like? So whatever those systems are that you need to tighten up, that is where you make the tweak so that you're in better position to get greater results. You know, this whole purpose of Motivational Mondays and why we're here is so that you would be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? You're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. And so as we continue looking at and leaning into our acronym around TWEAK, T, tighten up your system. So start to evaluate, what are my systems that I need to tighten up? Mm-hmm. Then W, work your vision, your goals, and your dreams daily, daily. If too much time is going by and your goals, visions, and your dreams are like, oh, wait, who is this person? Suddenly they have shown up. I haven't seen you all week, and now you're trying to show up? You have to work your vision daily. You have to do something every day that closes the gap and moves you closer to fulfilling your dreams, whatever that may be, every day. And this is something that I was sharing with one of my clients. I said, I realize, I know you're working a full-time job. You're trying to transition from that. I get it. But what can you do daily? Start small if you have limited time. But in this is an area in which you can tweak. If you're looking and so much time is passing you by and you're doing absolutely nothing towards your vision, your goals, and your dreams, and they don't even know who you are anymore because it's been so long that you have worked it, then you, guess what? Houston, we have a problem. So this is an area of tweaking. Again, we've already established, we're clear that we're on a trajectory focused on purpose. We're not talking to those that have the question around, am I walking based on purpose? We're talking about you've identified that. We've given the clarity points on how you can determine if you are in alignment with purpose. But now we're talking about you're feeling like something's just, it's a little off on my journey, Coach Adams. That high-speed balance, it was just a little off. Wasn't riding to its optimum best. So we're talking about on your journey that you are not operating based on your optimum best. How can you get greater results? We get T, tighten up your system. Ooh, W, work your vision daily. Stop it with the excuses. Stop it now. Stop saying, I don't have enough time. Make the time. Take the time. If it's 5 minutes a day, do something towards your vision. Quit it with the excuses. You had time to watch your favorite show over the weekend, didn't you? Mm-hmm. I know I'm driving down your street. I'm a drive in your driveway. Just a moment ago, you were playing brainless games. You were gaming it. Just a moment ago, you know you were. I caught you. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, just a minute ago, before you got on Motivational Monday, you hung up the phone gossiping. Uh-huh. Y'all was talking about the people at the church the other day, the person down the street, your neighbor, whatever. You found time for that, didn't you? oh, you just vegging out, completely vegging out. You know you haven't achieved your goals and your dreams, and you have just checked out, vegging, got your feet up in the hammock, and you're sitting there wondering why. These are areas where you can tweak it. Work your vision daily. What are you willing to sacrifice? On more than one occasion, I often have to bring us back to this reality that it's so important for us to truly pay the price. That price is in sweat equity. What are you willing to sacrifice? In order for you to work it daily, maybe you can't go to the movie. Maybe you can't go to the barbecue, the picnic. Maybe you need to sacrifice your lunch hour. But look at where can I tweak it so that I can get greater results. TWE, evaluate on your journey. Evaluate. What's not working? What's not working? And make a shift. Because if you keep doing what's not working and you don't make a shift, you are now residing in the world, in the zone of, hold on to your seat, insanity. You're in a place of insanity. You're just playing in the insanity world. You're doing the same things over and 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 over again. And you are expecting different results. So if you're not navigating based on purpose, and if you're not getting the results that you desire, and what you're doing is not working, you need to, simply put, tweak it. Make a shift. Evaluate what's working. Whatever is working, continue to build on that. But what's not working, you need to make a shift. You need to do what? Tweak it. Give it a little tweak. And as I'm doing that, I want you to think about having a tool in your hand. And you're literally go through that. Take a moment. Put your hand up. Turn it like you got a little pliers or you got a little screwdriver, Phillips, or flathead in your hand. And just do a little turn. Tweak it and say to yourself, tweak it. I want you to think about where do you need to tweak it on your journey. So our T, tighten up your system. Our W, work your vision, your goals, or your dreams daily without fail. If you don't work it, no one else will. And evaluate what's not working. And whatever is not working, break the insanity and do something differently. If you want to lose weight, Coach Adams, and you keep eating and eating and eating, you better tweak it. Push the plate away. Get less, smaller servings. Scout more. Make some sacrifices. If you have to write that book that's in you, that you know you have, that screenplay, that movie, but yet you're not sacrificing the time to focus on it daily. If what you're doing is not working, you better make a shift, tweak it. If you say, I'm going to write, and this is an example of evaluating what's not working. If you say, I'm going to write from, you know, 10 p.m. to 11 p.m., but yet you fall asleep because you're not a night person and creatively your juices are not flowing, maybe, just maybe, you need to make a decision to write at 6 a.m. I don't know what that looks like for you. But I want to give you an illustration of areas that you can think about. If it's not working, it's not working. Make a shift. Break the insanity. Keep doing what you've been doing and expect different results, because guess what? You won't get them. Okay. I know you're thinking Coach Adams is on one today, right? So tweak it, T, tighten up your system. W, work your vision daily. E, evaluate what's not working and shift. A, okay, hold on to your seat. Ooh, some of you, where's my security? Security, where are you at? I know some of you will be hunting me down. You're going to be mad at me for this one. Okay, where else you need to tweak? Are you ready for it? Stability for where you are. Stop blaming everybody else. You have to take ownership for where you are is a direct result of what you have been doing or what you haven't been doing. Stop blaming everybody else. Own it. You haven't sacrificed. You haven't done what you needed to do. You've been too busy trying to live this life of Raleigh, socialize with everybody and do everything because you don't want to miss the next great thing, party. Hey, party over here, party over there. Hey, turn up, turn up, turn up. And so other people are living out their dreams and you're sitting upset and mad, but you're to blame. Oh, don't hate Coach Adams. Where's my security? You got my back. Where are you at? I know it's Motivational Monday, and yes, it is, but we have to take ownership. We have to accept responsibility for where we are on our journey. I remember probably about 8 years ago now, because I've been on my journey a long time, I had to really have a reflective moment. And I realized, and it may be longer than that, probably 10 years now that I think about it, because time flies so quickly. But I had this revelation. I said, you know what, Coach Adams, girl, you know what? You have been consistent in something. And it wasn't serving me. And I was evaluating what's not working. And what wasn't working is that I realized that I had been consistently, are you waiting for it? Inconsistent. That wasn't nobody else's fault but my own. I couldn't blame anyone else. But in that moment, and yes, it was probably about 10 years ago, in that moment, I had to take ownership. I had to accept responsibility for where I was on my journey, that it was a direct result of the fact that I was consistently inconsistent at the time. But, oh, wait, I got my little tool out. Yes, I did. And I said, let me come on and tweak it. And then I consciously, intentionally, with true focus, I said, we're going to shift this. We're going to be more intentional and deliberate. The birth of Motivational Mondays came. I've been on the airwaves for about 9 years now. And every Monday, for the exception of a holiday or holiday season that we intentionally go dark, for 9 years, because I have been consistently inconsistent. 3 years ago, realized, okay, you got to be more consistent in the social media world because that's what's required. I looked recently and I said, wow, when I made the decision to shift and do regular weekly videos, I've been doing them for over 2 years now. Again, you have to take ownership for where are you falling short. Now, I didn't share all of that to quote-unquote pat Coach Adams on the back and toot my horn. I'm sharing transparently, being vulnerable with you to say, I get it. I'm not on the soapbox just saying, you do what you need to do. You do what you need to do. You do what you need to do. And I'm not in the press myself. I am constantly tweaking it on my journey. And so I want to encourage you, stop the blame game. Make a decision today and say, I am going to stop the blame game. Because the reality is this. Come on now. if we really wanted to, we can justify everything, any and everything. If we want to, we can. And blame this, blame that, blame this, blame that. No. Accept responsibility for where you are and make a decision with intention to tweak it, to now make a shift and tweak. Do what you need to do to adjust. So as we're looking at what we need to do on our journey to get greater results, we're looking at an acronym that we're building out around the word tweak. Tweak it, that's the theme for today. We said our T is tighten up your systems. Our W is work your vision daily. Work your vision, your goals, your dreams daily. Evaluate what's not working on your journey. Break the insanity and make a shift. A, accept responsibility for where you are and stop the blame game. And our K, woo, simple. It's a simple one, but boy, will it get the best of us. It's so simple. Keep going. Don't stop. Don't quit. Keep moving. It's so simple, but yet it's so difficult. And I know it's easier said than done to keep going because I don't know how long you've been going on your journey. I don't know how long you've been pursuing your goals, your vision, your dreams. And the timeline for each of us is different. There was a season where I was like, is this thing ever going to happen? But I also had to accept responsibility for where I was at the time. And now I can look back and see what has been accomplished. I may not have accomplished all that I've desired still at this stage, but I'm on the journey and I can look back and say, Motivational Mondays was birthed. I had someone literally yesterday tell me, Coach Adams, I didn't know you wrote for a publication. And I said, wow, where'd you get that publication? Because that was so long ago that I was a regular contributor to a publication. And they were like, oh, my gosh, I love that piece that you had. And I said, oh, that must be Save the Date. And they said, yeah, it was. I actually was at somebody's house. It was a table, a coffee table book that they had, and I saw, oh, my gosh, I know her. That's Coach Adams. But I can look back and say, wow, I've contributed to publications, and that was one of several that I am in the Change book as a co-author, Insight into Empowerment, Breakout Chapter, The Power of Words. What can you say, and again, this is not a toot Coach Adams' horn, but I'm sharing with you that because I've stayed on the journey with intention, I can now look back and see and say, hey, I've accomplished this, I've accomplished this, I've accomplished this. Still in process, but hey, we're closing this gap from where we are to where we desire to grow. Are you closing the gap on your journey? If not, look at where do you need to tweak it. But now I want to come to you. I want to hear your thoughts. You know, this is a time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host, 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. Dial-in number again is 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Would love to hear from you. Our lines are open. Have you gotten any richness from what has been shared today on Motivational Mondays? What's your takeaway? Where in this process have you realized, oh, my gosh, Coach Adams, I need to tweak it. tell us. We would love to hear from you. Would love to hear your thoughts. The lines are open. Meanwhile, I want to share with you that I have such a heart for each and every one of you that is tuned in today, because my heart is one in that committed to assisting individuals like you. And I say like you because if you weren't an individual that was looking to work it now and win, you wouldn't be here on Motivational Mondays. So I can honestly say that you're the individual that is tuned in, that's listening, that I have a heart for. That's why you're attracted to Motivational Mondays. You're listening in. You realize, hey, I need to jumpstart my week more empowered. I need to get some tools that I can add to my toolbox on my journey. You're that individual, and I want you to know that through the empowerment tools and our full circle of empowerment that we have for your personal and professional growth on your journey, I am here for you every Monday. And I want to encourage you, if you don't already have a timer set and an appointment set for yourself, a reminder, you need to set it so that you can jumpstart your week every week here on Motivational Mondays. And if you're getting anything from the program, I need you to share with your network, because with your support, we can continue to expand our outreach. If you're getting a good richness and you say, hey, you know, so-and-so needs to tune in to Motivational Mondays, share with them. Let them know. But I want you to know that this is an opportunity for you to tune in and get free empowerment. That's why I love Mondays, because I have the opportunity to come to the airwaves and to give you some insight into empowerment on your journey for you to win, to be able to work it now, work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live out your dreams. But beyond that, you may be saying, Coach Adams, you know what? I'm enjoying Motivational Mondays. I get a lot from it. I love it. But I need to take things to another level. Well, you may be primed in this season for, and this may be a part of how you need to tweak it. And yes, this is a shameless plug. You may need to tweak it, and you may need to join in a one-on-one coaching partnership with yours truly. Because you can only get so much from Motivational Mondays. And yes, you're motivated. Mm-hmm. You are getting some good little tools that you can use and some insight into empowerment, but you need more focused attention. You need to be able to come together with your coach in a small setting every week around your goals, visions, and dreams, your specific goals, visions, and dreams. And I would love to work with you as your personal and professional life coach in a one-on-one setting. So one-on-one coaching. Maybe you're sitting saying, well, you know, I don't know if I necessarily, Coach Adams, need one-on-one coaching, but I think group coaching would definitely be good. I can benefit from that. I have my personal and professional lifestyle growth plan. You can join in partnership with like-minded individuals and come together monthly on certain days of the month, and with our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, and we also have the lifestyle, personal, and professional coaching group that you can be a part of. All of these resources are available for you as a part of my full circle of empowerment. You may want to grow in a specific area. Guess what? I got you through my masterminds that I offer on various topics, one of which that I love is put your dream to the test. Maybe this is the right time for you to put your dream to the test, for you to determine, am I on a purpose-driven journey? Do I need to completely make a shift, or do I need to just simply tweak it, as we've been talking about today? Again, all of those different things are available for you. If you would like to hear more about Coach Adams' full circle of empowerment, simply text or call 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. Text or call 310-289-2101. And simply, if you're texting, include your name and full circle of empowerment, and we'll know exactly what that means. And I want you to know that as we prepare to close out today, let's get a reminder. Maybe you're tuning in for the first time. Someone said, hey, you need to listen to that Motivational Monday show, and I appreciate you being here. You're tuning in for the first time. And if that's you, I want to encourage you to visit my website at coachadams.com, coachadams.com. But what did we talk about in today's broadcast? What was our insight into empowerment? Well, we said that on your journey, you need to evaluate if you need to simply tweak it or if you need a complete change. The way in which we determine is, do I have peace or rest, unrest on my journey? Am I spinning? Am I the square peg trying to fit into a round hole? If so, you are not pursuing a journey focused on purpose. You need to make a complete change, and you need to get into alignment, that round peg and that round hole, completely in alignment with what you were created to do. But if you're on a purpose journey and you're struggling and things feel a little off, you need to simply tweak it as we close out today's installment. You need to T, tighten up your systems. W, work your vision daily, your goals or your dreams. E, evaluate what's not working and make a shift. A, accept responsibility for where you are. Stop the blame game. And K, keep going. Don't stop. Don't quit. You know, one of the things that's so important, that wherever you are on your journey, it's never too late. It's never too late. I often reference Colonel Sanders, Harlan Colonel Sanders, KFC, because he launched Kentucky Fried Chicken, KFC, at a later age in life, one would say. 65, one would say, aren't you supposed to be retiring by now? No. And by the age of, I believe it was 70, he was the creator of a billion-dollar brand. So it's never too late right where you are, but you do have to ask yourself, where do I need to tweak it and make a shift? Where do I need to adjust if you want different results? You have to be able to do things differently. Don't lose focus on your goals. I want you to know your goals, your vision, your dreams, they are worth it, because it's the very reason why you were created and why you were placed on this planet, because you have a specific assignment that's different than mine, and mine is different than yours, but yet you were created for something great, and you're not doing it. Don't take it to the grave. I often reference Dr. Miles Monroe, the great, late great general of the faith, who states that the graveyard is the richest plot of land. Why? Because dead dreams, visions, and ideas were buried there. Don't bury your gem on the inside of you. Execute, move, do it. You have what you need. Sometimes you need to get into partnerships that would support you, like coaching, get a great mentor, read more, whatever it is, go back to school. But you have what you need. You're the visionary for it. And it would not have been given to you if you did not have the capacity to see it through. So whatever you do, I want to tell you again and remind you, keep going. Don't stop. Don't quit. Thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, today. I leave you with this. I coach and you win. We're looking forward to seeing you next week. Set your timer and tune in.